2 months ago, the Lifetime cable network premiered a new game show that our TV critic Devabing Cooley thought beneath contempt and not worth mentioning. But since it has actually gained a significant enough audience for Lifetime to consider marketing the show in syndication, he feels he can no longer ignore it and hope it'll go away.
Drowning in a sea of bills.
Then it's time to play Debt. The game show where three debt-laden Americans just like you compete to have us pay off all their bills and go home with nothing. And now, let's meet today's contestants.
I'm Greg, and I'm in debt because I spent big bucks on my Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
I'm Emily, and I'm in debt because I'm the world's best-educated file clerk.
I'm Chip, and I'm in debt because I love Vegas, and Vegas loves me.
And now, starting at host, the Crown Prince of Credit, the Duke of Debt, Wayne Martindale.
I'm David, and I'm in debt too. But there's no way on earth I'd ever show up on debt. It's bad enough I have to watch it. And believe me, whenever I watch it, it's bad enough. The only intellectual challenge connected with debt is finding a way to describe exactly how stupid it is. Debt is so stupid, it ought to be named daft. Better yet, it's so stupid, if it were a person, its nickname would be Cato. On debt, the categories are idiotic. But that's okay, because so is the studio audience. Don't take my word for it. Just listen to how the crowd reacts as Wink reveals the categories.
Our first round we call General Debt. Here are today's categories. I've got more sheep than humans. I spy. Hand me another Stein. The forgotten half. And finally, stick 'em up.
It gets worse. The game is set up like a sort of remedial Jeopardy, with three contestants trying to work their way through five questions in each category. One difference in debt is that the contestants start off with negative amounts of cash, about $7,000 each, and try to reduce their total rather than increase it. But even here, debt is too dumb to believe. The dollar amounts on the board are negative numbers too, so what this show is doing is adding two negative numbers and reducing the overall total. Mathematically, that doesn't work. Then again, nothing on this show does. For example, if a category wants contestants to identify presidential first ladies, you can bet your bottom dollars there won't be any questions about Lucretia Garfield or Frances Cleveland. Even Mary Todd Lincoln and Mamie Eisenhower would be too obscure for this crowd. Instead, Wink reads hints about Martha Washington, Nancy Reagan, and the answer sought by this typically tacky clue. I'm quoting verbatim. Long ago, in a galaxy many French fries away, I'm what Hillary Clinton's last name was before she married Big Bill. True or false questions are tougher than that. At the end of each installment of debt, the winning contestant gets to decide whether to accept enough money to wipe out his or her credit card debt, hence the show's name, or go for double or nothing with a single final question. In some shows I've seen, the winners have gone for the gusto, not known the final question, and lost everything. In other shows, they're too afraid to try. And then, when Wink reads the question just for fun and they have no clue, they applaud themselves for making the right decision. In other words, they're proud because they bet on their own stupidity and were right. On debt, stupidity wins every time.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.